Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
See, what God wants you to exchange is building a bank account to go in fishing. What do we mean by that? God will provide everything you need when you need it, even your strength. Come on, see, this is why you've been going through and you've been experiencing this. But you got to flip the script and understand God is orchestrating this thing. You've never done without. Amen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Right? God is our provider. Thank you for the clap there and in the back. Amen. Amen. It's a mindset. The shift, the transition is from just seeking, because people are putting their identity in an account. And not in him. There's a heavenly account. And God can and will give you pressed down, shaken together, running over, exceeding abundantly above you can ask or think. But he's got to get the idolatry out first. He's got to get your focus right first. So that you're not just looking at building an account. Everything we have is for the establishing of the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen? See, if we look at the fishing trip, it's where provision arrives at the point of obedience. Amen. Rather than in advance. Now, we all would like to have it all set, right? Paid in full. Ever before we get there. But God untraining and training you, he must train you to where provision arrives for you at the point of obedience, not in advance. Come on, he's getting the people ready. Are people that know how to trust him. Amen. When everything begins to shift, you won't shift. When everything begins to shake, you're not going to shake. Because you already know how to trust him. You already know how he operates. Only thing going to change is the weather. You're going to be the same. Of a kingdom that cannot be moved. Are y'all with me here? Joseph, at age 17, had a vision, right? Yes. Right away, he entered in to a delay mode. Amen. He had to wait. He entered into a season where the math didn't add up. And look at me, resources were stripped from him. Amen. But yet, God was preparing this man to rule Egypt. Amen. That's shouting ground. Let me put it this way. Joseph went through a season where he had to surrender his identity. Amen. Everything he knew about what God wanted to do, that he had to surrender it. He had to die to it. He was stripped of it. The death of the old self. So what God been doing with you, he been killing that calf. That old you. Lord, though everybody else deny you, I'll die with you. If Peter meant well, but the calf had to be killed. Peter denied him three times, right? Well, God, tell somebody, God's killing that cow. When God kills the cow, one of the indications with you, you begin to realize you don't need applause. And you don't need, I hate that word, you don't have to have earthly security. Amen. Now think about it, I'm rattling some cages right now. Amen. You don't have to have earthly security. I'm not saying that we don't have it, but that's not where your faith lies. Amen. That's not where your trust is. You don't have to have that. Now, at age 30 was when the door opened for Joseph. The release into the highest office. Now, I want you to see something here. This guy is raised up to rule Egypt. And you know what he's wearing? He's wearing borrowed clothes. He didn't have any assets. Zero, nothing to his name. But when the time came, because God did the work in him, this is what you got to understand. It's not balances, earthly balances. It's what type of balance you have with heaven. Because the ones that were valued when before money failed, they ain't going to be valued when money fails. They'll be the ones jumping out the windows. Amen. Just like during the Great Depression, they'll be the ones committing suicide. They'll be the ones losing their mind because their value was found in that. Your value is not found in that. Amen. Though everything in the system shakes, you're not going to shake. Amen. You're going to say, this ain't nothing but a thing. I've been through worse than this here. Tells about the calf in you is being choked to death. We are stepping into obedience. Think about it again. Joseph had the coat of many colors. He was bragging on at 17. It was taken from him. His coat in Potiphar's house, taken from him. He had nothing, zero, zero, but yet God was elevating him. It wasn't based on assets. It was based on the character. See, the thing that's going to transition from what this system is now to the system God's going to set is character. Anybody hearing what I'm saying? When the world's currency fails, the people who were never valued by the old system, the people that were never valued by the old system, not the elite, but the ones that were never valued, those who built their identity on obedience rather than numbers. Amen. They'll be the ones called into the room, just like Joseph was. I want you to see something here. In 1 Kings 17, I hope this is changing your perspective. Now, we don't romanticize poverty. Because you ain't got nothing. Okay, now. No, I ain't talking about that. Broke, busted, and disgusted. No, I ain't talking about that either. I'm talking about developing the mindset of where your source is, where your affection is. Turn with me quickly to 1 Kings 17. And verse 14, This is one of the principal, if I may say, principal concepts of the Goshen theology. This right here spells it all. Verse 14 says, "For thus saith the Lord," Elijah speaking to the woman of Zarephath. "For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail." That's what we're talking about, the oil economy. Amen. "Until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Listen to me. Think about this a moment. That woman and her household went through a famine with a cruse of oil and a little bit of meal that did not waste away. Now think about the moment when neighbors came into her house. Ain't seen no shelves full of stuff. They didn't see nothing, no big bags of groceries all around. You couldn't tell nothing, but God was working with this woman to sustain a people through a famine. Every day the dependence was on what the prophet had said. And every day God showed up and the meal didn't waste away. It's just a little meal, but it never wasted away. Every day there was plenty. That's heaven's ledger. This is what God has been training you in. The world tries to get your attention on all that is glittering, all that is way out there. God says, no, get your eyes, set your affection on things above. The way that I will work, I will grant it to you, but you have to learn your source. Amen. She didn't have big barrels of meal. It was that same. People could come in there and wonder, how is this going on? Because nothing looked different. But God was there, sustaining them. They were blessed, not cursed.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.